Is your kid's babysitter doing a hair colorization podcast? Or does your Uncle Fred's barber do an all things razor podcast? Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to inform you that there is a place that can help these and other podcasts not only get all the things a podcast host needs, but actually help them make money doing them. This service is called New Radio Net at newradionet.com. Don't let these great podcasts go hungry. Let them know about newradionet.com. Today.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Well, hello. Hello. Hey. Lindsay, do you eat now 24 hours a day? Because you're always eating something.
I just realized.
One peanut at a time or something, like a pack of peanuts will last you for the 4-hour show.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is that part of a new thing you got going?
I don't know why. I think I'm not really sure. But whatever, you know, when we do our show, the time I'm just hungry. Mm-hmm. I've successfully eaten almost a whole mini pack of Ritz crackers.
Oh.
Just like a mint, just plain.
I would tear up some Ritz right now.
They're good. Like buttery.
You know, when little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael come over every Thursday, you know, she's got that deer that will eat out of her hand, and she calls it crackers because she always feeds it Ritz crackers.
Oh.
And so as soon as she comes in the house, she goes and grabs a roll of Ritz crackers, and the deer, like, say, I don't know if the 4 Thursdays in a month, I don't know if it averages out to come up to the house once a month in those things, but she always gets the crackers just in case. And then by the time she leaves, she's eating the entire sleeve herself.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. And then it's immediately after dinner, you know.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's like a never ending pit of 90 pounds soaking wet. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. And I'm surprised she'd be willing to share her food with a deer. If the occasion arose, she'd be like, sorry, crackers, I've eaten them all now.
Yeah. Is crackers overweight, would you say?
No. No. Okay. But she is big. She's an what we would say is an older doe, a mature doe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's been eating all them buttery Ritz.
Yes. I wonder how many other people on the street have been feeding her.
Yeah.
True. Like, don't they say like that's why you're not supposed to do it, so they get like too familiar with humans or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a woman down the street though, who will stand out in her front yard and it looks like Snow White. She'll go out there with a bucket of I guess it's deer corn or something, and they're all just gathered around her eating out of her hand and out of that bucket and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
Probably 20 at a time. Yeah, I mean, it's fine until a big buck comes in there and then starts getting aggressive. But it's not really fine. I hate to say that. It's not fine because you're not supposed to do that.
I know, but they're hungry.
She's out there in a flowing linen dress, wind blowing.
Oh, the creatures.
Yeah. Birds coming down on her shoulder. Love that.
And that's when I tell Jenny that's the reason crackers doesn't come around very often, because that other lady's down there with better food and all of her friends are there too. There's a party down on that end.
The party. The deer party.
Yeah. But, you know, she can go down there and make friends with that lady, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's she would never do that.
Hmm.
Would she ever do that?
Could that be your friend? I think she would if it had something to do with her having an encounter with an animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she'd do just about anything.
Yeah, same.
If we're in a strange city or something and we're just walking and all of a sudden she's not with us, it's because she stopped to run across the street to pet somebody's dog that has one or something. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh my God, that's funny.
TJ Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
If you don't watch the video of our show, you should do that. Today would be a good day to do that because I'm about to talk about something visual and you would want to see it. So go to tjriggins.com and like and subscribe to everything you see there that you could like and subscribe to, YouTube and Spotify and all that stuff. And then get signed up for TJ Riggins Prime Plus as well. You'll get special stuff with that. But today I'm wearing something that the last time I wore it, some smart aleck listener commented underneath our little promo video thing that runs. I didn't know TJ had started working for Red Lobster.
I mean,
because I got this t-shirt from Target. It was on the sale table. Mm-hmm. And well, Jody bought it for me and she thought it was a crawfish on it, which I tell people it's a crawfish. It's just a little emblem.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we say it's a crawfish, but sure, to somebody who's not from Louisiana, I guess the first thing they see is a lobster. And it does. If you look at it as a lobster, it looked like I would work maybe not at Red Lobster, but at some sort of a crab house or something.
Now,
one of those chain seafood places.
Do crawfish look like, I've never seen like one in person. Does it look like a little lobster?
Did you never go to Birmingham with us to those crawfish boil things where we had those concert festivals and all that? You weren't with us during all those? No, because that was when we were with Kiss. The station we were on before you, or did we still do those, Riggins, when we went over to the other station?
I think briefly. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, it was a big, they had a company come in from Baton Rouge and bring all these crawfish and have a concert festival and stuff. But yeah, they look like tiny lobsters. They're crustaceans just like a lobster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you could get away with telling someone that's a crawfish.
Well, it is a crawfish, Lindsay.
Oh, it really is.
Other people see it as a lobster, but it's not, it's a crawfish. Oh.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I like it.
Crawfish are way better than lobsters.
Oh yeah. Well, I do know that from what you tell me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to try one though.
Well, yeah, you would like it.
You wouldn't just eat one.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd eat a bunch of them. Yeah.
A bunch.
No, you'd eat a bunch.
I don't like the process, I think.
But you would like it sometimes in the way that I cook it into, like I'll do crawfish Alfredo and
yes,
you know, things of that nature.
Yes,
crawfish I don't cream want to take sauce over other fish dishes, and then you cover it in a crawfish cream sauce or crawfish etouffee. You would like that. Just you.
I don't want to take the head off.
Yeah, you wouldn't like all the breaking and peeling and all that. No. If somebody did that for you, like say if your husband did that for you, mm-hmm. you would like it. My mama's husband, he had passed now, but anytime she loved boiled shrimp. And so anytime they'd go eat boiled shrimp, he'd sit there and peel all of them for her so she wouldn't have to do it.
Oh, I love that.
What a gentleman.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know whether he did it because he was nice or he did it because he didn't want the hell. He didn't do it. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
You're going to have to tell me if you remember us talking about this, but it just came up in conversation, I don't know, a week or so ago. Lindsay said that one of the most frustrating things about her relationship with her husband is that he doesn't like to gossip with her. And now new bits of research have come out from relationship experts saying that 79% of happily married couples spend 29 minutes a day gossiping to each other.
See?
Gossiping with each other, I guess. And they said that that could be like the new key to happy relationships, and the new key to happiness is actually gossiping with your partner. But correct me if I'm wrong. This is not a guy coming home to tell his wife about all the drama he had at his job that day, right?
Possibly. Not about, you know, this guy said this to me and this. He would come home knowing that she loves this kind of thing and say, oh, let me tell you about, you know, Neil that I work with. And I told you his wife was kind of crazy. Listen what she did this past weekend. And then starts talking about, you know, she went nuts and kicked him out of the house and, you know, all of that. And then the wife's like, oh, no way. Is that the guy from your Christmas party? That it? Yeah, that's him.
So he brings the actual gossip knowing that she's going to eat it up and love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's nice because he finds something that she loves and he wants to be a part of her life.
Mm-hmm. What a great spin on that.
Yeah.
Some people would call it being an enabler to bad behavior, because the Lord doesn't want us gossiping about people. By the way, Lindsay, did you get that text I sent you of an old boy? And he can't say it on the air. You know, the guy that we know.
Yeah, boo, I got it. See, that's how a friendship or a relationship or whatever works. You're in on the same things. You know, it's like girlfriends or your boyfriend or your husband. It's all
the same thing, basically.
Same thing.
Lindsay, you had to have known that your husband was a saint, though, when you married him.
I mean, I guess I hoped for the best that he would come around. And like, you know,
You thought that he'd come around and start talking crap about people and being mean about people?
Well, I don't really talk crap. You know me. I don't do that. But I do like to talk about, you know, current affairs that are happening in my life. You know, not bashing people, but just like get in on this with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's mainly you get upset too when something has aggravated you and he doesn't say, you're right, I don't blame you, and I can't believe she said that, or that kind of stuff.
That's it. If somebody hurts me, you hate them too, boo. But I not agree with him. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're really like that, Lindsay, with people.
Yeah.
If somebody does something against somebody that you like, then you're out to get them at that point. And that's another reason why you want him to be more that way.
Yeah.
Because you judge how much you care about somebody by that.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. So basically, he's not on my team.
Right. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
He's rude. Awful.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
When y'all cook rice, what kind of rice do you use? What kind of rice do you get at the store? Do you get like a Mahatma bag rice, or you get minute rice in the box?
I get regular plain white rice in a bag, like not minute rice. I just like make it on the stove. That's what my daughter loves. She loves rice. That's what I get.
I don't know. I've never made nor had the minute rice. I don't know how that works. Is it not as good because it's instant or something? I don't know.
I've had it. Have you had it, Riggins?
I think I might have had. I think it's just parboiled. Like they, you know, kind of cook it. Maybe. I'm not really sure how it works.
Dry. very dry and like kind of chewy. I tried, my daughter loves it so much. She wanted it all the time, like when she was two or three. So I tried to get that to like save time and like, I'm making this for you every day. It's not good.
Okay. Well, now I have had the success rice in the bag, the boil in the bag rice. Mm-hmm. But I don't like that so much. And I really don't like those cups of rice that you put in the microwave.
That's what I was talking about.
I was talking about the box of minute rice. Because the reason I'm thinking about that is because there's a story out of St. Louis where these cousins, they're adults in their 50s, and they're cousins and they're roommates. And one of the cousins got mad, you know, at his roommate cousin, something over, all the story said was over a box of rice. And the only rice that I see that comes in a box is the minute rice, I think. But the story didn't say what the argument was about. Did the cousin roommate steal the rice? Did he eat it all? Did he do, I mean, either way, the person who, was mad about the rice, that cousin chased the other cousin out of the house, and he tried to hide in a car, and then the mad cousin found him in the car and shot him.
What?
Over a box of rice. Yeah.
Oh, it ain't that good. Mm-mm.
Shot him. Didn't kill him, but shot him. I think in his hand or something. He was hiding down in the car and he shot him in the hand. But still, they should have put in, it's media malpractice not to put in the story what he was mad about, how the rice was in play. What was the problem?
Right. TJ, hard question. What kind of food would you shoot someone in the hand for right now?
Oh, right now? Oh man. Some really, really good, buffalo wings.
Good and one.
Everything I say is going to say, and beer. Right.
Okay. That's a good one.
I mean, my mama, she's old. She's not, you know, she's not doing a whole lot with her hands anymore. She could spare one.
Just one. Maybe your left.
Yeah. Shoot her in the hand and go to get wings and pizza and beer. Oh. Yeah, but and if she wanted some, I would be nice enough to feed it to her. Cause you know, the problem she can't. Cause I shot her in the hand. Everything will be great.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Woo! Very nice. Very nice. We haven't mentioned it yet, but Lindsay is a new soccer fan. I'm sorry. Yeah. Football fan of the European football.
Of the European flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. Not real football, but soccer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fan, I think, is a stretch because I got very much ridiculed by some of my comments. I went to a game, an FC.
It's called the Charlotte Football Club, and it's a Major League Soccer, professional soccer.
I didn't know what FC stood for. Thank you. So one of my best friends has tickets with her husband, and her husband was out of town with their daughter at some soccer tournament. And she texted me and said, he's going to be so upset if we miss this game. And I was like, oh, okay. Whatever, I'll go, you know, whatever. So, I went and everyone's like in it. It was like good vibes. Like I was feeling it. I was drinking, I was eating, I was having good vibes, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who is this Messi character? Like they are like yelling, screaming, wearing his jersey. She looks at me and she's like, you're kidding, right? I'm like, I am not actually kidding. I'm not kidding.
So he's a good looking soccer player, and his team was playing the Charlotte team. And every woman that could possibly get her hands on a ticket was out there making a fool of herself.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
The same as if some team, say it's the WNBA, and most of the time men aren't going to WNBA games, but there's some hot chick that plays on the WNBA team that's visiting their town, and all the guys get together with their buddies and say, "We gotta go. We gotta go watch Barbie. We gotta go watch Barbie Dunks," or whatever her name is. And they go and they, women would act like men were animals doing that. But then you got Lionel. How do you pronounce his name? It's not Lionel. I always thought it was Lionel, but it's not pronounced that way.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. Yeah. And so all of the women freak out about him, and they go, which is fine. And I don't mind that at all. But I am pointing out the double standard.
Oh, yeah.
If men did that over a female athlete, then they would be called pigs by every woman around.
Oh, absolutely. And I am here to say there's a hotter one on that team. That's Miami, right? I think I did learn that. Miami. Okay. There's a hotter one. His last name's DePaul, and I already looked him up, what his deal is in his personal life.
Just in case your husband doesn't come back from the next business trip.
Well, Kyle said, what are you planning on doing about all that? Why'd you look it up? I was like, I don't know. See what he was doing after the game, you know? Anyway, but it was a good time. It was a good time. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at my other job at the news talk station, they are a partner with the soccer team. And they said, we pretty much don't care what you say as far as your opinions or anything, but if you could just not completely roast the soccer team because you call it un-American and all of that stuff, that would help us a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll lay off those jokes then.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, Lindsay, I hate to hit you with this, you know, early in the morning. Of course, if I hit you with it anytime during the show, it'll be early in the morning. So I don't even know why I said that. But they're coming for your pepper mill even more, your light up pepper mill. These younger people don't like it, Lindsay. They think it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't like them, so
that's true. Okay, so battery powered pepper mill that grinds the pepper and it lights up in different colors. Young people don't like those, but I don't care about that. I think it's fine if you want to use those types of pepper mills. Fine with me, and I'm an expert in the kitchen. But I do agree with the second part of her criticism here. I'm with her on the second part. Listen.
I'm watching one of your cooking videos and you immediately pull out one of those automatic pepper grinders with the neon blue light at the bottom. Bye. Scroll. I'm not watching your video. I have no respect for you. And then you proceed to use garlic. Get out of my screen.
Garlic.
I like that.
You know, that's a term that I believe that was coined by a guy that calls himself Chef Reactions. And he goes and he does a, what do you call those things, Riggins, where one side's a video, one side's him commenting on the video.
Oh, like stitch?
A stitch, yeah. And he's a chef and or a former chef, and he critiques people's videos that are cooking. And I think he's the one that invented garlic as a term. It's the already chopped garlic minced in the jar instead of mincing your own garlic or chopping it, which I agree with.
I am two for two on this. So I'm out of this conversation.
You use the garlic?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Doesn't want to use garlic.
I mean, who doesn't? Okay.
Anybody who really cooks with that special ingredient called love.
Okay. Well, who's got time for that?
It doesn't take any more time. You just pop it, chop it, and it's ready to go.
What you do with the jar? Better.
Huh?
Pop the top.
Yeah.
Scoop it, and you're done.
Right. I get it. It's just like, you know, if you made your own snowball at home, you know, instead of going to the Louisiana New Orleans style snowball stand to get it. That's cool.
Oh, okay. Similar.
Yeah. It's Cool Whip over making your own whipped cream. I get it.
Okay. Three for three, four. I can go on.
Alfredo sauce from a packet that says McCormick at the top of it.
Oh, God. No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that.
All right. I got
to stop. But
I would. I'm literally getting sick thinking about this.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to gag.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, TJ, I'm sure you watched the Emmys last night, didn't you?
Well, I was torn because, you know, I love that Nate Bargatze.
Sure.
And he was the host, but I also don't like all of those Hollywood derelicts. So I didn't watch it. And I figured maybe somebody would come in and just put Nate Bargatze's highlights together and I could watch that online somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he's such a good, you know, wholesome man would want to be up in the middle of all of those demons. Anyway, but I mean, you go to where they are. You know, that's what they say.
He's bringing comedy to the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the Emmys were last night. I don't watch the primetime Emmys, and I know they also have daytime Emmys, but I saw Nate Bargatze said before the show, he said, this is not a night for politics. So we're going to steer clear of that. My audience knows that I don't do politics, so I don't want to betray them by doing any of that content. So I didn't watch it to know if there was any politics happening, but yeah. The Emmys happened last night and it's,
I know at least there was one because I saw that on some of the sites that I follow. I don't know who the woman was, but she got into some deal about Israel and Gaza.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll see. Well, I'm sure we'll see highlights throughout the day. If there were any from the primetime Emmy Awards, I don't know that anybody cares about that. But it is one of the topics being discussed today on the internet.
I don't think anybody cares about any award show on TV ever again. I really don't. Yeah. Like the VMAs. Nobody cares about the VMAs, especially. Who's watching that?
You know how you know that? Because I loved them at one point of my life. And now I'm like, are you kidding? I don't even know when they're on.
Yeah, but that was back when there was only black and white TV, Lindsay, back when you were young.
Oh, my God. Are you right about that? Maybe. All that real.
There was one story that came out of the Emmys. Reba McEntire announced that she's engaged. So she's got to be what? She's 70. She's engaged to a guy she met during COVID. They met in 2020. Yeah. And he said they've been inseparable ever since. He's an actor.
Yeah, he played on CSI Miami.
Oh.
His name's Rex, I believe is his name. He played on CSI Miami. He played on Young Sheldon. As did Reba. Reba played on Young Sheldon as well. No, he's an older Southern guy. But not what you would consider to be hot, I wouldn't think. But he seems really cool.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you know, you can find love, you know, just because you're 70 years old doesn't mean anything. She's engaged and they're going to get married. And I think that's wonderful. I think he's 68. Did you say that? But yeah, good for them. Love to see. Has she been married before?
Oh yeah, I think so. She's got kids. And I don't think Reba would get married. I mean, have kids outside of being married.
Well, wasn't her son was married to Kelly Clarkson, right? So
yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then I think she had a son that was going to NASCAR school up here in Charlotte.
Goodness.
I think she had a kid at the NASCAR Institute. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Maybe Cubby told me that, or maybe I just think our friend Cubby told me that. Not sure.
Something happened there.
Yeah. It sounds like a talented family is what we're learning here. Yeah. But I'm glad Tech D Rob is here because we need to have a conversation with him about what he's already been up to today. And I know Lindsay is chomping at the bit to get to it. So we'll do that coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I'm glad Tech D Rob is here. Because I know Lindsay, I said Lindsay's chomping at the bit, which by the way, that's incorrect. It's champing at the bit, but I made that mistake.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it's champing at the bit. It's a horse reference. But Lindsay's very excited to talk about this, as am I. So we found out last night that Tech D Rob was taking his lady friend to the airport this morning. And this is a young woman that Rob has called a friend for, I don't know, over a year. Mm-hmm. And we said, are you dating this woman?
I've known her for a couple of years, but yeah, we got closer after we both had a relationship breakup. Both of us had basically the same time.
Right. Mm. Right. And this morning you took her to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now to me, taking somebody to the airport, much like moving, is something that you really reserve for people that you really like or date. And so what's the update? Are you dating this girl or what?
No, not at all. And it won't be there. No, it's not happening.
Well, I mean, he said that from the beginning that it's just, they're just friends and neither one of them is interested in anything else. But usually that's the people who say that are the ones who are interested in more, but they know the other one's not. So they say neither one of us is, but in this case, I think Rob really means it.
Okay. So is it because you've asked her or you've tried?
No, not specifically, but like I'm 10 years older than her. It just seems strange to me. It's not for me.
Yeah. Now, have you said, I mean, has any of it ever come up and you both say, yeah, it wouldn't really work? Or have you just said things like, ooh, you're just a child?
not specifically, but like there's like, we would both just be like, it wouldn't work kind of thing. Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, 10 years, is it terrible? I mean, the older you get, I think, I mean, like 40 and 50 to me isn't like terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm going to be 40 this year and she's going to be 31 this year, like later than I turn 40. So.
Okay. So you're 9 years.
No. It's like 9 years and some months. So it's almost 10. It's basically 10 years.
Yeah. And
that's Rob math. Birthday, Rob? My birthday's in November. I'll be 40. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're so old, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'm kidding. So, okay. I just don't think you do a lot for her. I mean, you do a lot. So is it just out of the goodness of your heart? Like, I mean, I get that you're friends, but you don't do that stuff for any other friend.
I would if they asked, if they needed it. I would do it for anybody that needs it.
Rob.
If you needed something like that, I'd take you to the airport.
At 5 a.m.
I live right nearby it. So she's parking her car. She parks her car at my mom's house where I live now. And then I drove her there. It was like 5 minutes to there and back.
Yeah. And even if it wasn't, he would do that for you, Lindsay. I guarantee you he would.
Yeah. If you needed somebody to take you to the airport. And they're like, that's you couldn't great. Figure out a way. I would take you to the airport.
But as soon as he dropped you off, he'd call us and go, oh my God, does she ever shut up?
She smelled so bad.
Now that would be a damn lie.
Would not stop talking. Oh.
Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hello. Hello. There is a list of things that I think would be perfect for this show to present, because we talk about it all the time, especially since we have Rob checking in today. Now this is a list that was put on, let's see, who came up with this? It was on the YouGov, which is a British site, and it is, the top just for kids things that should remain just for kids. Okay. So we're always talking about the chronic adolescence in our society. You know, and I don't even know why I said it. You know, it's a good thing to discuss while Rob is on with us.
I don't know.
Considering he's just a few months away from being 40, and he is, as we speak, wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt.
That is correct.
Okay. So, correct, sir. If y'all agree with these things, all right, the things that these people say should remain just for kids. All right. Number 10, I know Rob's going to disagree, trading cards, like Pokemon and Star Wars and that sort of thing.
Just for kids.
Do you think stay just for kids, and both of y'all? So,
I say deplete them from the planet.
Not even for kids. You didn't do this shit around for
kids. Yeah.
Okay, Disney movies.
For kids.
Just for kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Riggins, I'll agree to that. Those should just be for kids, but that's a me problem.
Oh yeah. You don't think it's a societal problem with too many adults still latching on to Disney movies?
No, you're probably right. It probably is a societal issue.
I can agree. Harry Potter is number 8.
Hey, yeah. Harry Potter was a thing when I was a kid. It's not for the new kids. So.
Oh really? They don't like it.
They need residency,
and that's why they don't have time, because they're doing a Vegas residency. The new kids.
This is not for the people who are kids now. No, sorry, I disagree.
Okay, well, see, and some people would say that Harry Potter from the beginning should have only been for kids. Adults should never have grabbed onto it. Dressing up in costumes. And I guess it says 14% say that that should cover adults at Halloween. I don't necessarily agree with that one.
No,
yeah, I kind of like adults in Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. Legos, I completely agree with. That should be children.
Legos are hard, though.
I know.
They're hard. Do the kids even know how to do those?
Those are
kind of like read directions and stuff.
No, I would say it's only for adults helping kids. You're doing it together with the kids.
Yeah.
Coloring book.
Yeah,
stuffed animals, obviously, just for kids. Bumper bowling, just for kids. Dolls. Unless you're a prevert. And then the number one thing is trick or treating. So those are pretty solid lists.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, I got to hear about this. In the last segment, we found out that Lindsay thinks that Legos are really hard.
Really hard.
And then you say you have a crazy Lego story?
Yeah, well, not crazy, just, I mean, funny, I guess, to you guys. It's not funny to me. Delilah, for her fifth birthday, got a Disney Rapunzel, Tangled, whatever, Lego set. And it was like a small one, one of those little ones in the little box, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, we're going to do it. So she took it out, put it on the kitchen table, and I was actually cooking dinner, so... I don't really have time for this, but okay, let me help you with it. So I go in there and I'm like, oh my God, there are like 100 pieces and they're tiny, you know? Yeah. So, and this is someone that's never done Legos a day in her life. Like I know nothing about them, whatever. I know that's shocking, guys, but okay. So I pull out the directions and I start reading them and I'm like, oh my God, this is so hard. So I'm like, Kyle's out of town. I'm like, we got to pack this up, D. She's like, well, I want to do it. I'm like, can we just pack this up for later? Like, let me marinate on this for a little while. She's like, do you not know how to do it? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't. Who's got time to sit there and read 1,000 directions and put 100 pieces together?
But they don't even have, like, you can't read them, though, can you? Because they just have pictures, right? They don't, do they have words like take this and hook it to this and all of that, or are they just pictures?
So I don't even know what we're talking about here. Like, put it up. I don't even know.
And I think the directions are done that way because they're foreign to begin with.
Well,
aren't they Swedish or something? Aren't they from Sweden or somewhere like that? The Lego people.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan. That's all I can say. Yeah. Not a fan.
Right. Well, and then it was proven in that moment that first of all, they're not made for girls. Okay. To begin with, girls never did Legos when I was growing up.
I did not.
It wasn't a girl thing. So you should have just taken them away from your daughter to begin with and said, this is not what girls do.
You know what I did? We packed them up and gave them to her friend. So you're right. I did give them away. It's your friend that actually likes Legos. Let's do that. I didn't even give her a chance.
Was it a boy or a girl? Little,
it was a
little
girl. Because it's like all Disney princesses. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that's where you need a boy to come put the princesses together for them. And then you start those traditional male-female roles right off the bat.
Got it.
She's like, oh, Joe Diffie said in that song where he's talking about a pickup man. He hauled a Barbie bed in his pickup truck. I mean, you know, all that. That's how you start them with the traditional roles.
Start them young.
Yeah. Boys are going to do the building of the stuff that girls like. That's the way it needs to be. And I can't build Legos either. And that may be why I throw off on them because my mind doesn't work that way. And like, put the word at least, and IKEA will put some words on their stuff. Exactly. It's America. We want American words on the directions. A goes into B. Is that so hard?
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
You may see the Chiefs game yesterday. Travis Kelce showed up in that look that I don't know works on any guy. He was wearing a suit on top and the shorts on the bottom. but he was also he had loafers on as well.
Yeah, didn't Mr. Cameron Newton start that among the gaudy athletes?
I think so.
I think he was the first one to do that. Come out in a suit that is shorts.
It's a dumb look.
Now, it is absolutely ridiculous, and it's not something you would wear if you want anybody to take you seriously. True. It's a costume. That's what I think when clothes or an outfit goes from being stylish to being a costume. And I would point to everything in Cameron Newton's wardrobe, as he doesn't have a wardrobe of clothes. He has a costume closet that from which he dresses every day. And same if Travis Kelce's busting out, and he tends to be kind of, you know, with the fedoras and the other kind of stuff that he wears thinking it's cool. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have a picture of it? Of
what he looked like? I was going to pull it up, but yeah, I couldn't. It's exactly like what you think, though. It's a dark suit, shorts, and he's like a really handsome guy. I just don't understand why, if I was that good looking, I'm not going to go out of my way to make myself look dumb. I don't know.
I know. Same thing with Cameron Newton. He's a good looking guy. I don't know why he insists on making himself look like a... like something from Cirque du Soleil. I think
they try so hard to be so different that it's getting ridiculous. Mm. Like, what's next? I mean, they just want attention.
Sure. And
they're just trying so hard.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor Swift also showed up at the game. And one interesting thing about her arrival is that her handlers brought out this huge foldable black screen so she could walk behind it so that nobody would capture her on camera walking up to Travis Kelce's suite. So a lot of people are attributing that to sort of safety concerns for public figures lately.
Yeah.
But it was a scene. I mean, they had five people rolling this curtain out so that she could walk by and not be seen. But interesting things happening out there at the Chiefs game. The Emmys were last night. In case you missed it, you're like everybody else. I don't know that they do any ratings. I don't know anybody watches the Emmys anymore. One interesting thing, Stephen Colbert won for Outstanding Talk Series. And how do you give an award to somebody after their show just got canceled? How outstanding could it have been if you just got canceled?
Well, it's because this proves that those awards are not given by merit. They're given by people for, you know, political reasons. He's being canned, and they blame it on the fact that he was critical of President Trump. So now we're going to celebrate him as he's going out and give him a big Emmy award and stick it in their faces.
It's so crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Most Americans, when they get fired, they don't go and get an award right after. It's just so phony. And
people aren't like, yay.
Yeah. And they're all like cheering his name. It's like, you just got canceled, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's their way of turning him into a martyr.
Okay.
It's their way.
I got you. Well, I have an important question for TJ. I saw something during college football on Saturday, and I want to know TJ's thoughts on it. We'll get to him next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wind Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, you might not expect this, but my name is Riggins, and I'm a college football fan. And not only am I a college football fan, I'm a great college football fan. And here's why. Because I enjoy watching. I don't know much about college football. There are plenty of rules and regulations that I don't know a thing about. So I enjoy the game, and I keep my mouth shut. I don't try to say, oh, what are they doing with that play? What were they thinking there? Why is the coach calling it? I don't do any of that. I sit there quietly and I enjoy it because I don't know enough and I don't want to come across like one of those dummies that doesn't know anything about a subject, but they talk a lot about it. Now, that being said, I did see two things over the weekend that I want to know TJ's thoughts on. Does TJ, do you think it's dumb Clemson's entrance to the stadium that they play in. It was a lot of conversation about, is it ridiculous? Now, if you've never seen it, they put all the players in buses and they circle them around and then they come running down this hill. It's like a big scene. Do you think that's ridiculous?
No. No, I don't. You I like it. I think that's the difference between college football and the NFL. The heart of college football are those individual school traditions. And I like
Okay. They were catching a lot of heat. People saying it's dumb, it's over the top. And I guess Clemson's not having a great start to their season. So it probably just sort of builds the conversation. Okay, fair enough. Do you like what? I also saw Texas Tech during kickoff. The fans throw tortillas down on the field.
What?
Thousands
yeah,
of them.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one because then you got people who have to clean it up, and then you're also I don't know, some people there just may not want to be hit with a tortilla.
Yeah.
And you're wasting a delicious food.
I did. I thought of TJ when they were throwing them away. I said TJ would probably love to have at least, you know, two of those that you're throwing down onto the ground.
Yeah.
But still, if that's, you know, whatever gets them fired up.
Yeah.
You know,
that
I look at that one a little bit differently because it, you know, you do have to clean all that up, and then people are, there's no way you're not stepping on them all throughout the game. Every time you go to the bathroom or walk around the stadium and stuff, you got to be stepping and slipping, stepping and slipping.
Hazard.
What was a great tradition, with the school you went to, TJ? Was there anything you guys did as a student body that you look back and go, wow, that was awesome that we got to do that?
Well, I mean, we had things, but they were just like certain cheers and things like that. There was a drumline portion of our band that used to get the whole crowd going, and it was only the drums, things like that. And then, of course, we were the Winfield Tigers, and, you know, we played Eye of the Tiger a lot for various things. And but any team mascot, that's the Tigers, did the same thing back then. Sure. In the 80s, played that. But you know, we had, our traditions were more understated, like not being able to speak until after the game is over, as far as anything outside of what is going on the game. You know, pregame, we couldn't talk about anything except game stuff. Mm-hmm. So don't come in there talking about George Michael's latest video or laughing or anything before the game.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, did y'all hear about this story of the woman who was running a marathon and her boyfriend did her wrong while she was running the marathon?
No.
Her name is Katie, and she had been training, running this marathon, and she gave her boyfriend snacks to give her during the marathon. Like, he's supposed to be at certain locations, and when she runs by, hand her a snack. Well, according to the story, what she says is that he ate all of her snacks while he was waiting on her.
Well, it's a long time, man.
Yeah. Now, the person who wrote this article in the New York Times, I mean, the New York Post, God forbid I'm in anything in the New York Times. One of the lines in it says, it's about dismissing the work women put in, turning their moment into a punchline and making themselves the main character. Okay. Did he do something terrible? Yes. Does she need to waste her time with him anymore? I don't think so. He's selfish and put his needs above hers. However, this is not a women-men issue. This is a they issue, that woman, that man.
Yeah.
Don't be acting like this is just some problem between men, and when he's acting for all men, that is one of the dumbest things ever. And if you're a woman putting yourself in her position, then you don't need to be doing that either, because you didn't train for this marathon. He didn't do anything to you.
And what's funny is if the roles were reversed and the woman ate the snacks, she needed it. She was going to pass out. She was depleting her body, you know.
he was going too slowly. He would have already come by and gotten the snacks. She probably figured he didn't even need them anymore because he was so bad at running.
Yeah.
But still, I do think, I mean, that's a big deal to me. I think that he didn't put her needs first. And y'all know how I am about that. The man should always put the woman's needs first. He didn't do it. She should get shed of him. He's not the guy for her. But don't turn it on the rest of us.
Right.
You know, women and men, it's not that. You can go pound sand on that. Just because you may have a sorry man doesn't mean that the rest of us do. Or rest of women do. I don't have any men. I don't know why I said that. But you get the point. You get the point. I'm fired up. That's the point.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, ladies, put yourself in this woman's position. She's young. She's planning a wedding. Listen to this.
You want to feel good about yourself today? Just know that we officially have more no's than yeses for our wedding.
They officially have more no's than yeses for their wedding. And then the crickets chirping in the background, real crickets.
Well, so, you're welcome. They're expensive.
So Lindsay, it didn't bother you whenever you got no's, people saying that when you invited them for your wedding and they said, no, it didn't bother you.
I loved it. I was like, yeah, saving money.
Loved it.
Pay per head.
But what if you had more people say no than yes? That would bother you some, right? Say, I don't want to go to her wedding because, I mean, how many more will there be? Probably a bunch. You know, that's probably why people would say no to yours.
Yeah, that's true. We're not going to.
Yeah, we'll catch the next one.
I'd probably be upset.
Of course. I think even guys would be upset. I'd be upset. I'd be like, these are people I care about and they don't want to spend, you know, an hour with me on a Saturday. I'd be real bummed out.
Especially because I've been to their weddings, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you know, it's almost like repaying the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Since you had to go to their wedding, you know, and spend your whole Saturday, you know, at one point, then they need to come spend their whole Saturday.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But Riggs, if you spare an hour, I mean, when have you ever been to a wedding that was just an hour?
Well, sometimes. Go ahead.
And why are they not on Saturday mornings? Why can you never have a good wedding on a Saturday morning?
Probably because no one wants to drink and turn up at that point.
Well,
yeah. True.
But maybe.
It's just like with a Mexican restaurant. It's the same philosophy for weddings for me. Think of your customers. Think of who's coming. It'll be easier for your guests if you do it, you know, on Saturday morning. The Mexican restaurant, your customer base doesn't want to see foreign soccer on the TVs in there. Turn it on American sports because that's who your customers are. Now, your employees and all would rather see the soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wedding people, you'd rather go Saturday night, but think of the customers, the guests, please.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Did everybody see this fight between country singer Zach Bryan and the other country singer Gavin Adcock? I don't know much about either of these guys, but this video was insane. So there was this country music festival in Oklahoma, which is where Zach Bryan is from. And I guess they've been having problems on the internet, talking crap back and forth. And Zach Bryan climbs over a barbed wire fence to kind of come after this younger guy, Gavin Adcock, who's also a singer. And they're just yapping back and forth. Did everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the afterword of what's his name? Gavin, whatever, explaining what had happened. And he said that that what's the first guy's name? Zach Bryan. He said, I don't know why he felt the need to come over the fence. He'd been in here all day. He knew where I was. If he wanted to come in here, all he had to do was come through the gate. He could have come back here. He was just trying to do what Zach Bryan does, you know, and he's just trying to cause drama and all that stuff. And he was laughing about it. And he said, could have gone out and fought him. He knew I was about to go on and do my set. And then I'd have gotten arrested, and then I wouldn't have been able to do my set that people wanted me to do. People paid for their tickets to hear me sing and all of that. And it was almost like he was saying, so anytime he wants to go, we're in front of each other all the time. We're around each other. We can do it.
Yeah.
And when I first mentioned it, I was with somebody who knows about country, and they said that that guy would probably whoop Zach Bryan easily.
This guy, who I thought was in his 40s or 50s, he's 26. He's got like his beer belly, and he's got long hair. He looks like he fights people. And but I'll be honest, before you get in a fight, climbing over a barbed wire fence is a pretty good way to like psych out your opponent if you really do want to get in a fist fight. I mean, that's crazy.
He sounds crazy though. He's always doing something crazy.
Yeah.
Did he get caught up on that fence?
I was checking. I thought, can you possibly not bleed from that? But it didn't look like he was pouring blood or anything. But there were three rows of barbed wire on it. I don't know how he didn't cut himself. I mean, it was crazy, crazy thing. But it's also kind of childish drama. Were country singers always like this, or is this just a new breed of country singers?
Country singers always would, back in the day, they'd get drunk and fight each other and all that kind of stuff. But you didn't have as many festivals like this where there were a bunch of them playing at one time. But there are all kinds of legends of that kind of thing going on, but they just figure it out.
This is redneck. I mean, this is why country singers get a bad rep when it comes to being called redneck.
It was fascinating to watch on social media, though. We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I was scrolling through social media over the weekend, which was a depressing affair. If you spent any time on Facebook, Instagram, it was pretty sad over the weekend, I'll be honest. But I did stumble across one video that I cannot relate to at all. Here is a young woman talking about, well, she's not young. She's an adult now. She's got three sisters, and she was describing her home life when she was growing up.
My sisters and I were talking about when my dad gets upset, none of us care in the sense that like we don't care that he's upset, but none of us care in the sense that like my dad can come in a room and be mad about something or yell about something, and it does not change the dynamic of it does not change the energy of the room, because my dad being mad is just my dad being mad, and then we all carry on like normal. We don't internalize his feelings. His feelings do not set the mood of the room.
Okay, I can't relate to that at all. Because my parents were not strict disciplinarians by any means. They never slapped us or hit us or anything like that. But the fear of violence was enough to keep us in line. Mm-hmm. And that fear of violence came from my dad. He would be, you know, he would be upset, and that would affect the mood of the whole house. What was it like for you guys? Did you let one parent dictate the energy of the house if they were upset?
Well, it's a well-known fact that the woman of the house does dictate everything emotionally that goes on. But in this situation, what this woman is saying now is that her mother never required her to respect her father.
Ooh.
Her mom never made her and her sisters respect their dad. So I respected my dad. And so if he was mad, then yeah, it changed the mood of the house. If my mom was mad or sad or glad or whatever, that was the barometer of the rest of the house. You go by that, you know, minute to minute mood from your mom. Mm-hmm. But when your dad gets mad, it does. It changes drastically.
Yeah. Yes. Totally agree.
Any parent, anybody that was mad, it changed the whole, you know, you feel a certain way.
Yeah. But I mean, it's clear that this girl was not raised to respect her dad. And I put that on the fault of her mother.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Rob likes that one.
There's something to be said about that for sure. I mean, yeah. He was taught somewhere to not care.
What happens to them in their lives growing up if they ever did anything that was disrespectful to their mother? Who was the one that got on them?
You.
Mm-hmm. Me. Should be the other way, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.